His Grace Gopijana Prabhu will hand over the stars. Please chant one time Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Gopijan.
Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees for the Friday morning Bhagavatam class. Before starting glorification of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam, we will do a Mangalacharana.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara, Radha, Shama Sundara, Hare. Jaya Radha, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha, Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radha. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Maya Subhadra, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Babu Padma Jaya
Paramahamsa Prajaka Acharya Astotra Shatati Srimad అభయచరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి, ఇస్కాన్ డివిటీ సంస్థాపక ఆచార్య శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి, జగద్గురు శిల ప్రభుపాద్కి, కృష్ణ కృపామోత్సవ ప్రభుపాద్కి, ఆల్ గురుష్ వసంబండి ఓటి, ఆల్ గురుష్ వసంబండి ఓటి, ఆల్ గురుష్ వసంబండి ఓటి, ఆల్ గోరీస్, ఆల్ గోరీస్, ఆల్ గురుష్ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తేర్భవతి నైష్టకీ. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ వెల్కమ్ అగైన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ టుడేస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 29 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ బై లార్డ్ కపిల దేవ. అండ్ టుడే వి రీడ్ ది శ్లోక శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3 29th చాప్టర్ శ్లోక నెంబర్ 8. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఎవ్రీబడి కెన్ సీ ఇట్? ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ.
అభిసంధాయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసా. అభిసంధాయాయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసా. అభిసంధాయాయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసా. అభిసంధాయయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసః. అభిసంధాయయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సామసః. అభిసంధ్యాయయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంభంబీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సామసః. అభిసంధ్యాయయో హింసాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసాః. అభిసంధ్యాయయో యుక్తాం దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభీ భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్ సతామసా. అభిసంధ్యాయయో హింసా దంభం మాత్సర్యమేవ వా సంరంభి భిన్న దృక్భావం మయి కుర్యాత్తామస.
హరే కృష్ణ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. లెట్ అస్ ఫస్ట్ హావ్ ఎ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్. వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ అభిసంధాయ, హావింగ్ ఇన్ వ్యూ, యా హీ హూ, హింసాం వైలెన్స్, దంభం ప్రైడ్, మాత్సర్యం ఎన్వి, ఏవా ఇండీడ్, వా ఆర్ సంరంభి యాంగ్రీ, భిన్న సపరేట్, దృక్ హూస్ విజన్, భావం డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, మయి టు మీ, కుర్యాత్ మే డూ, సా హీ తామస ఇన్ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై శ్రీ శ్రీ అభిజనారాయణ భక్తి విధాన స్వామి. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent and angry and who is separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. Translation response please. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent and angry and who is separatist is considered to be in the mode of darkness. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes here, it has already been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, that the highest, the most glorious religion is the attainment of the causeless, unmotivated devotional service. In pure devotional service, the only motive should be to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not actually a motive. That is the pure condition of living entity. In the conditioned stage, when one engages in the devotional service, he should follow the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master in full surrender. The spiritual master is the manifested representation of the Supreme Lord because he receives and presents the instructions of the Lord as they are by disciplic succession. It is described in Bhagavad Gita that the teachings therein should be received by disciplic succession, otherwise there is adulteration. To act under the directions of a bona fide spiritual master with a motive to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure devotional service. But if one has motive for personal sense gratification, his devotional service is manifested differently. Such a man may be violent, proud, envious and angry, and his interests are separate from the Lord. Purport continues. One who approaches the Supreme Lord to render devotional service, but who is proud of his personality, envious of others, or vengeful, is in the mode of anger. He thinks that he is the best devotee. Devotional service executed in this way is not pure. It is mixed and is of lowest grade, tamasa. Srila Vishwa Chakravarti Thakura advises that the Vaishnava who is not good character should be avoided. A Vaishnava is one who has taken the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life. But if one is not pure and still has motives, then he is not a Vaishnava of the first order of good character. One may offer his respects to such a Vaishnava because he has accepted the Supreme Lord as the ultimate goal of life, but one should not keep
company with the Vaishnava who is in the mode of ignorance.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांचन शलाखया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति सपरांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवीं परमामीं हरि प्रियें वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा वेरी नाइस श्लोका describing about the devotional services and the varieties in the devotional services and the characters in the devotional service. The we will have a small recap of what exactly where we are. In the 25th chapter of Canto 3, Devahuti asks the Kapila Deva. We know about Kapila Deva and there is a conversation between Kapila Deva and all. So she asks, O Lord, you engage me in this misconception of I and mine, that is false ego. So now please be Om my Lord to dispel the disillusion. So we all generally have that I and mine concept. So Devahuti, Mata Devahuti is directly asking, this is for our purification. So the Lord says in one single statement that delighted to be listened to the stories about me. So, and then he says, try to develop the bond with the devotees. So with these two, Kapila Deva advises Devahuti that she will be freed from the conception of me and I, or I and mine. And Mata Devahuti asks one more question, very nice question. These are very important. So first information for us to be coming out of this I and mine is to hear about the Lord and to be in association with the devotees. And the second question what she asked is, it is not that the material nature never releases the soul. Since the two are eternally attached to each other, like aroma and the earth, or the taste and the water, how can the soul be freed from the material nature? Isn't it not? It's a genuine question. And here also, Kapila Deva says that faithfully listening to my stories. So, the solution for the concept of me and mine, that is false ego, to coming out of the false ego is also hearing. And also, to be freed from the material nature is also hearing. So, that's the reason Srila Prabhupada makes it very essential almost like that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And then we will come to the present sloka also. In this chapter, the first sloka, one second. In this chapter, Devahuti asks that in the first sloka, my lord, you have already very scientifically described the symptom of total material nature and the characteristics of the spirit according to the Sankhya philosophy. Now I shall request you to explain the path of devotional service. So because of this question of Devahuti, that explain me about the devotional service, path of devotional service, the Lord Kapila Deva starts saying this particular chapter. This is entitled as devotional service. And this chapter has been even referred by Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion. Straight from the first chapter 1 itself, Srila Prabhupada states the first statement itself as the characteristics of the pure devotional service. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 29th chapter, 10th verse, Srila Kapila Deva. So, Srila Prabhupada starts saying, that means Nectar of Devotion is mostly, I mean we can say, is more or less explained in this particular chapter. Now we will understand. When we say Nectar of Devotion, pure devotional service we are talking about. What is the pure devotional service? I mean, which one we call it as a pure devotional service? We all know. That is, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karmadi Anavritam, Anupulena Krishna Anushilanam, Bhakti Ruttama. So, what it specifies in this, how a bhakti can be in the platform of Uttama, only when it is, in this sloka, Srila Prabhupada explains, there are two lakshanas, two characteristics. One is mukhya lakshana, the other is primary or gauna lakshana or secondary lakshana. Mukhya lakshana, here he says, Srila Prabhupada says that anukulena krishnanu shilanam. This is the mukhya lakshana of devotional service. So what all have come in that? First has come as Krishna. When we say Krishna, it is not only Krishna, but Krishna's expansions, all Vishnu Tattvas, and also Krishna's pure devotees. So, a devotional service should be, how it should be, what is the primary characteristic of a devotional service? It should be Anukulena Krishna, means it should be favorable for Krishna, or favorable for Vishnu Tattva, or favorable for devotees. Krishna himself says that Tadi Aradhanam Param, means worshipping my devotees is superior to me. So devotional service to the devotees also, pure devotees also, considered as Uttama Bhakti. That is first. And the second part of it is Krishna Anushilanam. I am repeating. In the sloka it is said Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam. So it comes Anukulena Krishna, Krishna Anushilanam. Shilanam means what generally? We call it as Shilavan or Shilavati. Character. Good attitude. Following the rules and regulations and things like. So the attitude of a particular person. So how it should be, how that attitude, how that character should be? It should be Anushilana. Anushilana means following somebody. Not that I think it is right, so that is Uttama Bhakti. No. It is following. Then whom should we follow? Krishna Anushilanam. Krishna means what we said? Krishna means Krishna, Vishnu Tattva and the devotees. Actually, we don't know what is the anukula for Krishna, means what is favoring for Krishna. Can we guess what is favoring for Krishna? We are all basically conditioned souls. So So we don't know what exactly is favoring for Krishna. We don't know what exactly is pleasing to Krishna. So what is the best thing? Follow the acharyas who are pure devotees, or follow the Krishna's instructions directly. What acharyas will instruct you? The same thing which Krishna instructs you, right? Acharyas will not instruct something else. The same thing what Krishna instructs will be instructed by the acharyas, will instruct means gurus, and then that same thing you follow. There is nothing which you have to be deviating it. If you deviate, this word you remember, I am repeating, if you deviate, it is not called bhakti at all. So what is bhakti? Krishna anushilanam. So anushilanam, following directly as it is. Don't have your own ways. Following what is pleasing to gurus, what is following to Krishna, is what exactly is the devotional service. And then that is the mukhya lakshana. Then Rupa Goswami also gives some information about the tatastha lakshana, means secondary. What is that secondary? Anya abhilashita shunya, means there should not be any abhilasha or abhilashita. Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura explains about abhilashita. Abhilasha means a service which is favorable for Krishna. Abhilashita means favorable for, abhilasha means it is for us, abhilashita means for Krishna. If it is anya, if it is not there, I mean, it's only you have to be doing which is favoring to Krishna. There should not be any self-interest in that or motive in that. And then jnana, karmadi, anavrutam. So these become secondary. Now, why we are discussing this? When we have, our sloka is different, right? What was our sloka? I will go back. Okay, we will. Now, abhisandhyaya yohimsam dambam matsaryamevava samrambhi bhinna drubhavam maye kuryasa tamasa. This is what is today's sloka. Now, before going to today's sloka, tamasa has come. So, what is exactly nectar of devotion? Nectar of devotion gives a different concept of varieties of devotional services and what are the grades of devotional service, how to purify them, what are the anarthas, everything it will give. Now, in this, when it came to tamasa, I picked up one sloka from Brihad Naradiya Purana. It says, yascha anyasya vinashnartham bhajate shraddhayan harim, bhajate shraddhaya harim phalavat prithvi pala sa bhaktis tamasadhama. Means, O king, it's a sloka where it is saying, O king, he who worships with faith, shraddha, there is a shraddha, okay? In the Lord, that Shraddha is also not anywhere else or any demigod. It is Shraddha unto the Supreme Lord itself. With the goal to destroy another person, has the tamasic bhakti in the low grade. So, what was the intention here? It is not pleasing Krishna. So, primary character is lost. Secondary character is there, but primary character is lost. So it is intended for Krishna only. I mean, worship is for Krishna only, but the intention is what? That he wanted to destroy the other person. So that is material gain. So this is called the low graded. Now in this also we can have same primary and secondary lakshanas. And in the second one, in the second sloka, now here, it is being defined, tamasa adhama, tamasa madhyama, and tamasa uttama. Means, in the mode of ignorance also, the gradations are there, that lowest tamasa, మిడిల్ తామస అండ్ ఉత్తమ తామస. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ తామస ఓన్లీ, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గివింగ్ అస్ అ క్లియర్ ఐడియా దాట్ హౌ ఎ డివోషన్, వాట్ ఆర్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ వెన్ వీ డూ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ మేక్స్ అస్ ద క్వాలిఫికేషన్, ఆర్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ మేక్స్ ఎనీ యాక్టివిటీ టు క్వాలిఫై దాట్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆర్ నాన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. So, in the second grade, it says he who, like a prostitute means with a secondary intention. Only intention is to have money. Worship the master Narayana, the Lord of universe, with a cheating mentality. Does the prostitute really love? No, she doesn't love. But she pretends that as if she has all the love. Because it's a cheating mentality. So, that cheating mentality in the bhakti is called tamasa bhakti in the medium grade. That means all the negative points are there. And in the next one, that is highest tamasa. What is the highest tamasa? That if he worships the Lord in the competitive mode, means, we understand, right? I didn't have to be explaining it. Competitive mode, after seeing the worship of the devatas, so they are nicely worshipping, they are getting everything, so let me also worship, and let me, so all these moods, gradations are there. Intention is what? He is worship, that devotee is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first. Second thing, Shraddhaya, there is a, Shraddha is there unto the Hari, Shraddha is there, and to the Supreme Lord is only there, but the motive, how is he doing? Is it Krishna Anukulena? Or is it Anushilana? Krishna Anushilana? So these two are missing, so it is completely going on in the wrong direction. Now when we see our sloka, Abhisandhaya yo himsam means he is worshipping with an envy, himsa means with violence, and dambham, proud, matsaryam, angry, and evava samrambi, then what comes it? Bhinna drukbhavam. Drukbhavam. How should be the drukbhavam of a devotee who is worshipping the Lord? It should be in the same line where the acharyas are doing. You have to follow the acharyas and pure devotees to do the devotional service. But here, why it has become tamasa in present sloka is because the primary character of it is, it is having a bhinna drukbhavam. The bhavam is not to please the Lord, but the bhavam is to have a self-gain something. So that, because it is not following the pure devotees, Krishna anukulena shilanam is gone. Means anushilanam has gone, so it became as tamasa. But then, what exactly jnana, karma, these two, jnana, karma, these are also primary characteristics, right? What exactly is the jnana and karma leads to? Bhukti or mukti? Karma is bhukti. I mean, I wanted to enjoy, so I do some karma kanda. Maybe in this material world or in the heavenly world. So whether this is bhukti or mukti, both are self-interested ones. But bhakti is not self-interested. That is, there is no motive when we do bhakti. So that's how it should be there. So in a pure devotional service, there is no self-motive. Only motive is Krishna Anukulena. So that is a simple statement. And then, what is favoring? How we can consider it is favoring or not Krishna? Can we understanding? Can we understand that the devotional service which I am doing, which I am thinking that I am doing, is favoring Krishna? What is my litmus test? How I can find whether it is favoring Krishna or not favoring Krishna? It is only said that if acharyas have shown the path, you do not have to think whether it is right or wrong. Simply follow the pure devotees, the seniors, the acharyas, the gurus. If you simply follow whom? Pure devotees. Why? Because they don't have a bhinna drukbhavam. How we can call it as a guru? How we can call anyone as a guru? Only when he is in the disciplic succession. Means from Krishna, sourcing from Krishna, he is repeating the same thing. Means he is understanding the same from guru. So even now also he thinks in the same what as Krishna thought. So the bhavam is not bhinna drukbhavam. Bhavam is same. So same attitude. In that, you just simply follow without even your understanding. It will give you the full results of pure devotional service. And now, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Chaturvidha bhajate mam. Now, jnana jana sukritno arjuna artho jignasu arthati jnani cha bharatarshava. Now, Krishna says very clearly, what about our case? Now, we have all discussed about we should not be having any motive. We should be exactly following Krishna, our pure devotees. But we have so many anarthas, right? So, Krishna here says that even these four, Krishna says that they are his devotees. And those devotees, if they come to him, he says he will purify them. He will purify them. So that is what is the advantage of simply following the acharyas and do whatever be our nature. When we took our material body, we all came with our own package deal. Swabhava has come along with us. So that swabhava, we didn't have to change. So that doesn't become a disqualification for us to do devotional service. What becomes a disqualification? Only when we have a bhinna drukbhava. If we have a separate intention, then it doesn't come under the pure devotional service. But if we do, whatever state we are, if we do, as per the directions of the gurus, then eventually it becomes pure. Now, like how can we say an envy is there? Envy is there in the material world, envy is there even in the spiritual world also. Like, among the gopis of the Lord, there are varieties of gopis. There are three gradations, it is said. One thinks that I am Krishna's, the other thinks that Krishna is mine, and the third one is in neutral. So there is a competition, there is an envy. Krishna, because he is Surudam Sarabhutana, he would like to satisfy every devotee in their own mood. So but one devotee, means Krishna, the category of devotees who thinks that Krishna is mine, they get envious if Krishna goes to another gopis. So that envy is a spiritual. What is the motto there? It is pleasing Krishna. Right? So, each are competing to please Krishna. So that envy is acceptable. Now, what about our state? Now, we have one time I was hearing the class of Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj was stating that when he was young, he saw two devotees fighting, and the fight means misunderstanding went to a great extent, and then one devotee, in a way, he cursed the other devotee. So, Vaishnava, if he curses, it's not good, right? What happens? All the qualities will lose. But Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj says, after a few days, it so happened, the devotee who cursed fell sick. The other Vaishnava did not happen anything. So that means that enviousness, that non-purity or impurities are common in this conditioned state. But they are all, they get purified. How they get purified? Only when we do devotional service, that is basically hearing and keeping an association of the devotees, we get purified. And then there, one time Srila Prabhupada says, though we know what is our state, but Prabhupada very clearly made an open statement stating that everyone in this con is a pure devotee. Many people got shocked. I mean, everyone in the ISKCON means there may be some devotees who have just come on the same day. And there may be devotees who are there from years. But Srila Prabhupada said that everyone who came in this ISKCON are pure devotees. Then later on devotee asked, then Prabhupada gave an example. That we all know that example also. Srila Prabhupada said about the mango. So, like mango, whether it is kaccha mango or ripened mango, mango is mango. If not today, that mango will get ripened tomorrow. Only the required thing is what for it? For the mango to get ripened, it has to stick on to the tree. If it comes away from the tree, if it falls down or somebody plucks it out, it is difficult for it to get ripened. So, you stick on with whatever your qualities. So, Srila Prabhupada says, these all, why I am saying pure, is like they are all going to be staying in ISKCON. As long as they stay in ISKCON, there is a guarantee that they will be purified. So only a thing which is required is be in association of the devotees and then hear Krishna Katha and do the devotional service without Bhinna Drukpavam. That is primary qualification. Srila Prabhupada, that is the reason in the, though the shloka says so many things, but Srila Prabhupada started, I will go back. So, though the shloka started with Abhisandhaya yo himsam, dambam, matsaryam, samrambhi, everything it started, but Prabhupada started with only, what is he started saying? Instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. So, he was focusing only on this bhinna drukbhavam. So, if you don't have a bhinna drukbhavam, whatever state you are, that's a great hope, right? So, if you don't have a bhinna drukbhavam, that purifies you. So, that's what is today's sloka is. That way, in further, Kapil Deva explains about the devotional service in a mode of passion, mode of ignorance, and then finally, in the goodness, and then finally he defines in the 12th and 13th shlokas about the pure devotional service also. So with this, I have 2 minutes, I will just go through some other shlokas also, how we can get purified. This is the Lord Krishna, he himself is saying to the sages. So, is there any shastra that we get purified if we stick on to the, with devotees? So, this is a reference. He says here, neither the demigods controlling the fire, the sun, the moon and the stars, nor those in charge of earth, water, air, speech, mind actually remove the sins of their worshippers. So, who will be only removing the sins? But wise sages destroys one's sins when respectfully served for even for a few moments. So the way, only way how we get out of our sins is serving the Krishna. When I say Krishna, Krishna includes Krishna, Vishnu Tattva and the devotees. So, how? It's only by serving the pure devotees. And then in another sloka it says, in this way a conditioned soul becomes servant of lusty desires, and when these are not fulfilled, he becomes a servant of anger and continues to be kicked by the external energy maya, wandering and wandering throughout the universe. He may by chance get an association of the devotee physician whose instructions and hymns make that witch of the external energy flee. The conditioned soul thus gets into touch with the devotional service to the Lord Krishna, and in this way he can approach nearer and nearer to the Lord. So the only way how we can get purified and go back to Godhead is by serving the pure devotees. There are many slokas in that way. It's all in I. I will conclude here. So the only hope with all our material conditioned existence, the only hope is if we stick on to ISKCON or if we stick on to devotional service, following the footsteps of acharyas or pure devotional service without having a bhinna drugbhava, then there is a possibility that at some day, at some time, our devotional service will become purified and it becomes pure bhakti. Hare Krishna. So with this I will conclude. Any questions or any comments from seniors, I will accept it. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.